It is the high holy day. Pete McMurray, Jane Manzouris, happy St. Patrick's Day. You know, outside of radio, Jane and I are actually good friends. We talk a few times a week.
We talk all the time.
And you've been calling me after a show that you watch every single morning that you're obsessed with.
I want you to start watching it because it's the best show on TV.
It's called Home and Family, weekdays at 9 a.m. on the Hallmark Channel. And you're like, you called me one day and you're like, I'm obsessed with this show. Do you know Mark Steinis? And the reason I know Mark is because, number one, he used to host Entertainment Tonight, mm-hmm. but he's from Dubuque, and he went to Northern Iowa on a football scholarship.
And by the way, I texted you, this is the show, these are the hosts, you have to watch it. And he texts me back exactly Mark Steinis' bio from memory, and he goes, I don't know why I know this, but I do.
Well, when I worked in Rockford, I had him on years ago. I thought it was cool that, you know, a kid from Dubuque made it big.
And there he is.
And I feel like I'm looking into a mirror every time I see him on television. On the phone with us is Mark Steinis. Mark, how are you?
I'm good. That must be a handsome mirror you have.
How are Hi, you, Mark Pete? Steinis.
I love that you love the show. I you know, we have been doing this for almost, we're in the fifth season, and it's so nice to be kind of discovered for the first time because we really believe in what we're making, and Hallmark has been such a great a catalyst for us to just be patient and let us grow with the times.
I got to be honest with you, Mark. So it was a secret to me. And I'm a total DIY crafty. I'm a maker. I mean, everyone that knows me knows I'm always making something.
Mark, she makes everything. I'm not kidding.
So for me
then we must be the Holy Grail for you.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I met a girl that you used to work with, Tanya Memme. And she said, and she said, hey, do you know this Home and Family show? And I said, no. And she said, well, I was on it. You should really watch it. And since probably the beginning of this year, I watch it every day. I tape it. I know everything that you guys do on the show.
What am I going to see on this show? I know you make things. And Jane's always saying, Mark's very handy. He can fix anything.
Oh, I just saw him making the dog dish from two chairs.
Can you really do that, or is that TV magic?
No. We do all these things. I was on Entertainment Tonight, and as much as I love the entertainment business and all that, I grew up in Dubuque, Iowa. My dad was a tinkerer. I built tree forts as a kid. I used to help my dad build stuff. It was mostly hand me that, hand me this, because he'd have a cigarette in one hand. He'd be under the car handing him tools. But he loved to build things. I'll tell you this story, true story. My dad, you know, we had the one rotary phone in our house, which people who remember that.
I do. Yeah.
So, never went down the line.
We decided to expand. Yeah, we started to expand. My dad didn't want to have the phone company, and so he just got splitters in the basement. And he ran different wires and phone wires to the different phones.
Oh, yeah.
And when the phone rang in our house, you would hear it first ring in the kitchen. You know, oh, I'll get it. And then it would ring in the back room. None of the sink. And I don't know what was the deal, like because he split the line. But it was like a menagerie of orchestration going on with phones and different chimes and different rooms.
Mm-hmm.
But that he was like, you know what? I didn't have to pay the phone company to do it. I did it myself.
Well, that's
and
how
that's where my that's how I adopted everything. I said I can do that myself.
That's how you know we all grew up. My father was the same way. He was an engineer at Caterpillar, so he made everything. He even put in a room on our house. He built a bedroom because we had so many children. After he had like number 12, he's like, I got to build another bedroom,
and
Betty.
Your dad did it.
He did it. That's what they did. And if you called somebody to do it, he'd frown on that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do anything.
Yeah. Oh, I will say this. My dad was the same way. He worked at John Deere, though, and worked in the foundry and all that. My mom cleaned houses for a living. And he would come home and he would cut his grass 7 days a week during the summer. He took great pride in that and had his John Deere tractor. And he would. You know, to me, my second home is Home Depot. I am constantly there. I'll go sometimes three times, four times in a weekend to pick up stuff.
Love it.
That's an indication, by the way, that I'm still buying some of the wrong stuff. I won't admit it or return it.
Okay, good.
I just won't. I'll look at it and I'll be like, you know what? I might use that dryer for something else because it's not what I wanted. there's too much pride to return something in this sort of thing that I do. And then, Jane, as you know, you look at it sideways and you go, oh, that dryer vent, I can now use that for something else.
Absolutely. So why would you return it? Because you're going to turn it in and repurpose it into something else. And what I love about the show is when I'm watching morning television, I think, oh, this is bad. I'm going to Home and Family because I know I'm going to get a dose of goodness. I'm getting a dose of Home and Family. They literally shoot in a house, right? It's a full house.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. It's a real environment. So a lot of times when the guests come on the show, they sit, and if they've never been there before, you'll see them beforehand. Even Queen Latifah, she just was kind of like not moving her head, but her eyes were just shifting every way, looking around. Because we're in a real house, and there's cameras, four or five cameras sometimes, and a crew. And then we'll have guests or sometimes the audience members, because we'll have people come from the tram tour. Mm-hmm. They'll be standing in the house, and everybody's applauding. And it's really, it's sort of, you know, as we joke around, say, we're a show that breaks the fourth wall and builds the fifth wall in the next act.
Gotcha.
Because there's no rules in what we do. And we shoot live to tape, and if we screw up, it stays.
That's
so
what
we really have that live energy that's there. But we do. We really, and it is. We, you know, it is a Hallmark brand, so we keep things clean. We know a lot of family. You know, there's moms and kids there, so we stay away from the heavy topics that are there. But stuff that really, you'll find it family conversation. Today we talked about one of our. Kristen Smith, one of our family members, has a 5-month-old, and she's like, I don't know if, you know, people pierce their ears at this age. What are some of the problems with that? We had a conversation about that.
Yeah, it truly is about home and family. And then you're doing all of these, Ken is doing sort of the repurposing, upcycling things, and Orly is doing the crafting. So the stained glass
windows.
Wow,
you do watch.
I do.
Yeah, you really watch. That,
she's obsessed, Mark.
That.
I'm not kidding.
Because the stained glass window is something you can do. You know, I'm getting ideas. You know, I'm like, I'm on my way to work, and I think, oh, I'm going to do this weekend.
It's all affordable. Like, we really strive to keep things within a price range that people can do. You know, I love photography, so I'll teach things, but I'll try to do it in a manner where, you know, we look at light more than the actual high-end cameras that we're working with to take that picture. But I'll teach stuff from that perspective. But I love working. You know, the food dish thing, we worked with the dogs. We said, you know, I have Fred. You know, my dog is
Fred,
golden.
The dog.
And, and I have Julie. It's the
your wife, Julie.
Dog. And Julie, yeah, who I met on the show, by the way. I mean, you know, our show has brought people together. We've seen babies born. Julie and I, you know, got married in front of everybody from the show in a little pop-up wedding that we had this summer and surprised everybody. It really is like Debbie and I kind of joke around, Debbie Metinopoulos, you know, my co-host. Mm-hmm. We're like, you know, we make, how does she say it? It's like, we make sappy cool just because we're fun. We've got some great. We had Matt Iceman, who's on our show. He just won Celebrity Apprentice. Laura Pearson, one of our wonderful producers on the show, won The Amazing Race.
Okay.
We have Matt Rogers. He was on American Idol. We have a lot of people that really are very talented. And Kim Douglas is on Ellen's show, mm-hmm. and she's so fun. So there's some really fun, trendy, hip, cool people that do the show. We just happen to keep it in a real G format, and we bring some fun cutting edge stuff.
I make sappy cool. Yeah. I try to make like what I do cool as well, because I feel like maybe I could do that. So that's why I probably associate myself with your show.
Should be your hashtag on Twitter.
Yeah.
And Mark, do you still have family in Dubuque? Do you get back?
Everybody in Dubuque. Everybody is back there. I have, and sadly I've not gotten home. I went home for my goddaughter's wedding. I shot her wedding, and I was looking at the calendar, and I'm like, my Lord, it's been going. It'll be coming up on 3 years since I got back. And so we're going to try to get back. My kids are growing so quickly. The summers get packed, and that's really the travel time for me. And we tried to do something over the holidays, but it's such a big viewing audience for us at Hallmark. And then I started doing the Rose Parade cheer.
Right.
That really kind of consumed a lot of, actually, we started rehearsal and all this stuff starting in October for the Rose Parade and doing like boot camp and whatnot to get ready for that. So it was like 3 months of prep. So I couldn't get away then either.
Well, you played college football. You started out doing sports. I'm sure you're into March Madness, but there's something that Jane has been talking about that she's obsessed with that you guys are doing. And I'm not a cat guy. I hate cats, but you're doing.
It doesn't have to do with cats.
Is it called Meow Madness? Is that what it is?
Yes.
It is called Meow Madness. This is the first time we've done it, that Hallmark has pulled it together. And I'm glad that you're into it, because I have, you know, the people at Hallmark are so creative. And I'm like, okay, so how are we, you know, how, explain this to me and how it works, and do it like I'm a third grader, because I'm not going to get through this. it's set up very much similar to the, you know, as a sports guy watching the tournament. What they've done is, because they're Hallmark Christmas movies, they're so popular. Like, this year we're doing 30 original movies.
Okay.
At the end of Christmas. Last year we did 19. The numbers are huge for Hallmark, and it's such family programming. So what they're doing is they're taking a cat, one of these fabulous cat-leets. Get ready, because the puns are coming.
All right, cat-leets.
These cat-leets are fantastic, and they're pairing them up with a particular Christmas movie. And they're basically having a bracket set up in the different regions. You can get on the website, and you can, you know, pick your favorite movie and watch it advance in this system that they've set up very similar to the tournament. You can maybe pick Wisconsin if you want, or Michigan, or Cincinnati, all this funny stuff that they put together. It's really great. At the end, on April 3rd, everything comes together in the, wait for it, the final fur. Champion is crowned. There's up to $10,000 in cash that you can walk away, which is phenomenal. There's a $2,500 prize. And all you have to do is fill out a bracket. And you can fill out as many as you want.
Okay.
You know, you can go back in the same thing.
And I just thought it was appropriate. You know, March Madness, Meow Madness. I'm like, we got to talk about it.
Did you say $10,000 in cash or 10,000 cats? I think I missed that. Your phone broke up.
Yeah. Cat prizes, yes. You get 10,000 cat prizes.
Mark, great to talk to you.
Thank you so much. I miss my Midwest people. I really do. I love it here, but especially right now because it's 76 degrees. But
yeah. It always looks so nice.
I know, but I was listening to just the forecast and everything, and I was like thinking, oh, I've been, because I always fly through Chicago and I go back to Dubuque.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
It's the main hub. And so, no, I miss my peeps. I got to get back that way soon.
Well, you can on the show anytime and get a fill of your Midwestern peeps in Chicago.
We'll hit the Walnut in Dubuque.
Oh, you know the Walnut?
Oh, I know the Walnut. I've been drunk there many times. Yes.
Oh, well, good. You cannot be at the Walnut and not be drunk. That's
right, of course.
It's a prerequisite.
Does that old couple still own the bar? They have to be dead by now because they were 80 20 years ago.
Yeah, and sadly, I think they still are 80.
Stuffed in time. You can check out Weekdays, Home and Family on the Hallmark Channel. It's Mark Steinis. Mark, continued success. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Mark. Good to talk to you.
And Jane, never surrender the glue gun, no matter how much pressure's on you.
Save your scraps, Mark. Save your scraps. Yes.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, guys. Take care.
720 WGN.